This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
At this moment, all that Luke's readers know is that Jesus is dead. His body is wrapped in linen and buried in a tomb, sealed with a great stone. In the final chapter of his book, Luke wants to drill in the amazing claim that he's about to make. First, Luke tells us that several women who had followed Jesus went home to prepare spices and ointments that traditionally accompany a Jewish burial. Just like the disciples, these women had heard Jesus say that he would rise from the dead. So their act, though loving, shows a level of blindness. When they arrive at the tomb, they discover it empty, and two angels speak to them. The angels ask the women why they are looking for the living among the dead, and then remind the women that Jesus said he would rise from the dead. The women, no longer spiritually blind to the resurrection, share this good news with the disciples. But the disciples will also need to receive new spiritual sight. Luke interrupts this story to share a similar encounter. Two of Jesus' followers are traveling down a road when the resurrected Jesus begins walking next to them. Like the women and the apostles, they're unable to recognize Jesus at first. These disciples knew the details of the gospel story, yet they did not see the bigger truth within it. Much like the angels rebuked the women, Jesus rebuked his disciples, saying they had forgotten the scriptures. He then walks them through the Old Testament scriptures and shows how everything points toward his death and resurrection. At the high point in the story, Jesus supernaturally opens their eyes, making them see and believe what he had taught them. Finally, Jesus appears to the apostles, who are also slow to see and believe. Again, Jesus rebukes their doubt and shows them how his death and resurrection can be found all throughout the Old Testament scriptures. As with all the others, it wasn't until Jesus opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures that they could see and believe what they were hearing. Everyone is blind to the good news of Jesus until he opens our eyes and our minds to see and believe. The good news is that God promises to open our eyes and minds if we ask. After opening the disciples' minds, Jesus tells them that God will send the Holy Spirit so that they can proclaim the gospel to all nations. The Holy Spirit would empower those who hear their message to believe, just like he did for them. The Holy Spirit helps us to believe, to overcome doubt, and to see Jesus in all of Scripture. As our eyes are opened, we see Jesus in all of the Bible. We see Christ who suffered on the cross and rose from the dead in order to forgive our sins. Believing in a risen Jesus is hard, and believing our sins are forgiven is often harder. Yet, this shows us why the resurrection is a matter of spiritual sight. Jesus' resurrection validates everything he said and accomplished. Because Jesus was raised, we are saved. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who fills every page of Scripture with evidence of his Son. And may you see Jesus as the one whose death and resurrection accomplished the unbelievable. Our salvation.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.